Just as the Universal Church has a feast day to commemorate all saints, so the Franciscan Order has a feast day to commemorate all saints of the Seraphic Order, the Franciscan Order, and for good reason is this the case. When you consider how many saints there have been that have been canonized, that were Franciscan, that formed part of the Franciscan family, the various three orders of the Franciscan family. Of course, when we commemorate all saints, we commemorate not only those who have been canonized by the Church, but all saints, those, namely, who now enjoy the beatific vision, who have made their way to heaven. But let's pause for a moment on the reflection that there are many canonized Franciscan saints. In our own lifetime, how many Franciscans have been canonized? A remarkable number, just in this pontificate, three. Including, by the way, John the 23rd, who was a Franciscan tertiary. Including Angela of Foligno, canonized last year. Including, just this past Sunday, Ludovico da Cazoria, an Italian. So three, and by my count anyway, unless I miss somebody, just in this young pontificate of Pope Francis, and by my count, six in the last one of Benedict XVI, countless in the pontificate of John Paul II. By the way, just to throw out another name, one recently canonized, Marianne Cope, within the last couple of years, or a little bit more, one of the last saints canonized by Benedict XVI. If we Franciscans held a little feast day, a little party, as it were, for every time a Franciscan was canonized, we'd have to have a lot of them. It's not a question of boasting Franciscan versus some other charism in the Church. It's a matter of fact that this charism is responsible for having produced a lot of saints in the Church. How is it that so many, a great deal of individuals have been able to sanctify themselves, not only canonized, as we said, but those who are not canonized by the Church? How many of those must there be? How is it that so many Franciscans have become saints? Well, they had quite the model, didn't they, in St. Francis of Assisi. This one, our Seraphic Father, this one was canonized 2 years after his death, within 2 years after his death. So when they looked to this individual, they knew they were looking to somebody that God placed as an example to follow. Those words that our Lord spoke to our Seraphic Father, St. Francis, from the cross in the Church of San Damiano, Francis, go repair my house, for as you see, it is falling down. Our Lord, namely, was calling Francis to be a pillar, just as recognized by Pope Innocent III in the dream, where he saw this poor little man, Francis, holding up St. John Lateran. And Franciscans down the centuries have understood that these words of the Lord addressed to St. Francis were not addressed to him alone. That these words of the Lord were addressed to them as well. They were to go and repair the Lord's house, namely his church. They were to be like St. Francis. They were to be pillars. Which leads us to point number two. Those words of the Lord would have meant nothing unless St. Francis actually put them into effect. This is what he did. So well did he put them into effect that he became perfectly conformed to Christ crucified. This is signified by the stigmata that he received. Go repair my house. Francis, gladly will I do so. Go read in the Legend of the Three Companions. What is it that I must do? This is what the saints do when they hear, when they perceive the Lord is inspiring them, when he's speaking to them. They don't beat around the bush. They respond with generosity and then ask the Lord how it is that they must carry out. How is it they must carry out the command of the Lord? This is remindful of not a Franciscan as far as I know, but Francisco. Blessed Francisco, one of the three shepherd children of Fatima, when he heard that a lady wanted him to told him through Lucia that in order to get to heaven he had to pray many rosaries. And his response was, gladly will I do as many as you want. That's what he said in response. These are the responses of the saints. When they find out what our Lord wants them to do, they go and do it. They don't hesitate. They don't throw up objections. They just want to know how to do it. This is what the Galaxy of Saints of the Franciscan Order went and did. But they didn't have to wonder in the abstract what to do. Because again, they had a model in St. Francis. So they said to themselves, he did this, why can't we? Again, the thought pattern of a saint. This person who is flesh and blood, who was flesh and blood just like me, he or she went and did these things. They followed the Lord. Why can't I do so? This is what a saint thinks. That's the difference between a saint and someone who doesn't become one. A saint doesn't say, this is impossible for me to do. Because they realize that with the grace of the Lord, all things are possible. The one who desires to become a saint doesn't become sad like the rich young man at the words of the Lord. They do like the apostles. They leave everything without knowing just how everything is going to work out. But knowing that the grace of the Lord will work out these possibilities. So this is what saint after saint in the Seraphic Order has done. How is it that they were able to persevere? Next reflection. To answer that, all we have to do is realize where it is that St. Francis realized the fullness of meaning of what the Lord was calling him to do. As his biographies recount, Francis, when he heard the words of the Lord to go and repair his church, went and began collecting stones and began literally rebuilding churches. But our Lord had something much more in mind when he was calling him to be a pillar of the church, namely to become a saint, to produce saints. And he found this out when he went to a church dedicated to Our Lady, the Portiuncola. And the rest of his progeny figured it out after he named the Blessed Virgin Mary the Advocate, or Queen of the Seraphic Order. So this program, this plan, placed in front of all the children of St. Francis, comes to its realization when they do what, again, the Seraphic Father did. Name the Mother of Jesus their advocate. Let her be their advocate. So it's one thing to say, oh, here's a great saint. It's another thing to say, why not? Why can't I do it? Another yet, to know to whom to turn to receive the strength to do what I propose. I can propose all kinds of great things. How many of us have proposed so many great things in our lifetimes, and how many of them are unfulfilled? But this one thing, becoming a saint, this is one thing we better not leave unfulfilled. But this is precisely the one thing where we need the help, that we can't fulfill it on our own. Again, think, is this as if at least one Franciscan is being canonized every year? Those of us who are embracing this charism, why not us? Why can't we follow the footsteps of the Seraphic Father? Why don't we make sure we do what he did and name our Blessed Lady our advocate? Maybe then, either we will be among the Franciscan canonized on a yearly basis, or else we will be enumerated in any case among the blessed, together with the one whom all generations call blessed. Praise be Jesus and Mary.